I love these guys.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Secondhand Lions. I'm here with my good friend John Drennan. I'm Bill Radford, and we are doing a podcast about being Lions fans, secondhand Lions, as it were. If you want to check out our website, it's theshlpodcast.com. Have a listen, share with your friends, and let us know that you like it. So, John, this is not where any of us expected to be at this time of year, out of the playoffs, limping home, having lost three in a row to the Rams, the Steelers, and the Vikings. Honestly, the Rams, I understand, but the Steelers and Vikings just makes no sense. Of course, I think the Steelers game, they got a bad call at the end, but that shouldn't have been close. And then the Vikings game was just abysmal. To lose to a team that managed three passing yards is just ridiculous. So it's a bad ending to what we were thinking could be a Super Bowl year. So, John, what are your first thoughts?
Well, same thing. I mean, anybody who even whiffs NFL or glances at it would have said the Lions are going to be better off than they are right now. And so very disappointing. And, you know, our tone will be one that we're out of the playoffs. So we're at a whole new place than we've been all year, and amazingly out of the playoffs. So, and you and I were talking, what an interesting year though. I mean, between the Lions and what the Chiefs are 6-10, and the Ravens maybe won't win their division. And it's been kind of topsy-turvy, and some new teams or some teams that surface, kind of like the Lions did the last 2 years, are making it exciting, but not if you're Lions fans. So anyhow, obviously, Bill, the number one key, the Vikings game, was six turnovers. And you look at, how's that possible? Well, two bad snaps from a third string center and an uncharacteristic fumble by Gibbs and two picks. And a lot of times when there's picks, you got to look at, well, what was going on with the O-line and the pressure. And anyhow, so six turnovers, you're not going to win, even when the other team's only got 3 yards passing. The other stat, Bill, is the run game. You know, Minnesota did run the ball. So then you say, well, where was our D-line? And we didn't run the ball at all. So you don't look at the running backs. You say, did they ever get a crease? Did they ever get a block? So,
and then John, that's three games in a row that that our defense had the opposition run all over us.
Exactly. So you and I were talking about, so, and it's not too early to start this conversation, is it a rebuild year or retool year? And of course we both agree retooled, because they got a lot of assets. But that Vikings game was horrible. I'd like to hear from all of our listeners, if they had to pick the worst Lions game this year, what was it? How about for you?
Well, the Pittsburgh game is the most disappointing, because the playoffs are on the line. They really didn't play well to the fourth quarter, and then I think they got a really bad call that cost them the game at the end. You never want to say something comes down to one call, but in that case, it did. Amon St. Brown caught a touchdown. Amon Ross St. Brown caught a touchdown with, I think there was 22 seconds left, and it got called off on a imaginary offensive pass interference penalty assessed to Tesla. And all of the commentators and the coaches and the players said that was a terrible call. So that one, and then this last game against Minnesota, how you lose to a team that had 3 yards total passing is just beyond me.
Six turnovers. Yeah, and Bill, you know, two themes we brought up at different times kind of humorously this year is same old Lions, which everyone who's been a Lions fan for years totally understands that mantra. And then we got screwed. And there have been so many examples. You cited many this year, and there's countless others that we'll continue to bring out. But we kind of did in that Pittsburgh phantom or touchdown we didn't get. That fell in that cup of we got screwed. I've never felt like same old Lions. Now, this last game, it felt that way, but I've never gone there and said, well, we're now the same old Lions, even though the last few games have felt that way. And I'm already excited for next year.
Well, I'm ready to move on to next year, but I can't say I'm excited about it yet. Well, we should talk about the Bears coming up.
Yeah, we should. Before we do that, I do want to give kudos for Tesla making another touchdown. Man, that guy's ratio of touchdowns to catches is, I think, number one in the league by far. Hutch had two more sacks, and Muhammad had two more sacks. Both got, those guys are in the top 10 or 15 in the NFL sack leader. And man, oh man, Jack Fox, what a stud that guy is. He was putting the punts into orbit, and Jack Campbell again. So those were some bright spots, but a lot of dull spots, and maybe the biggest one I felt was coaching. So that's part
Yeah,
one.
I'd have to agree with you about that. I don't think Dan Campbell should be handling the play calling, and I don't think he will next year. But we didn't use our secondary players as well as I think we should have.
Example.
Well, for example, we leaned real heavily on Gibbs, Jamo, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, but we didn't use Tesla enough. I mean, he obviously is capable. Khalif Raymond made some outstanding plays when he was called upon, and I think defenses just knew that we were going to center on those three guys and almost ignore the other ones.
And
Even the tight end curse, go ahead.
you don't mean just for the Vikings, right? You meant more the whole season.
The whole season,
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
Especially once we started, once we lost that first Vikings game, that was the first indication to me that something was awry.
Well, Bill, I'd ask you what game was the toughest for you or just most disappointing. You said Pittsburgh, and for me, it was that first Vikings game. I mean, we were coming off the week off, thinking we're rested, we're healed, got a player or two back, I think, playing at home. Big game, would have gone 6-2. Instead, we lose to a JJ McCarthy back from a few weeks off. Team that wasn't very good, and we go 6-3. And to me, that started the plunge. And this last Vikings game just put a stamp on it. Man, oh man, we win those two, we're in the playoffs and maybe going to win the division. And
Yeah, it's startling to me for us to lose to the Vikings twice, considering the season they had. But they've won four in a row now.
yeah.
So they've righted their ship, at least to some degree. But that last one, that was just abysmal. Unfortunately for Goff, those bad snaps are counted toward him as fumbles, which I don't think is fair.
No, it's ridiculous. It's kind of like in baseball.
Right.
If there's an error, credit the error. You don't give the guy a hit. I mean, that's not the same thing, but it's
Well, it is in terms of the pitcher, because the pitcher doesn't get credit with an
enough.
earned run against him. If there's an error.
Right.
Or it's like another rule that I think should change, and I saw this a couple of times this weekend in other games. I don't recall which exactly right now, but passes that hit the receiver right in the hands, right in his hands, and he boosts it and it bounces up, and then the other team intercepts. And that goes as an interception for the quarterback, even though the pass was perfect.
Right. Now, there's some real flaws in those stats. You're right.
The season will end on Sunday, and do so mercifully so
Yeah,
we can
Bill,
start
and
thinking about next year.
yeah, here we are. It is, by the way, Monday following the last night, Bill, Sunday was the Bears and the 49ers. And of course, we were hoping to see the 49ers win, and we were hoping to go into Chicago this weekend with a chance to end up in the playoffs and beat the Bears. But what a great game that was.
It was.
Shootout, 49ers won 42-38 in a very exciting game. And the Bears looked the part, both those teams looked very good. So, Bill, next Sunday we play in the outdoor Soldier Field. God knows what the weather will be, but it won't be sunny and warm. Who knows what the rosters will be? I mean, the Bears don't need to win the game. They've won the division. They're in the playoffs, and the Lions can't improve themselves. A lot of people would say, do not play your starters, A, so you're not injuring a Hutch or a Gibbs or a Goff or go down the line. And hey, if you lose, you get a better draft pick. Hey, you get maybe an easier schedule next year, but I'm not sure Dan Campbell and these competitors are going to agree with losing. And I've never been one to say lose deliberately. I'm not ever on the side of that. But there's a whole question of what will the desire be with both teams.
Well, John, I think the Bears do have something to play for. They're currently the second seed, and because they lost Sunday, if they lose to Detroit and Philadelphia beats Washington, which almost certainly they will, the Bears will drop to the third seed. And the second seed will play Green Bay at home. The third seed will play any one of Seattle, San Francisco, or LA. So
You
who would you rather
want
play?
second seed,
Yeah,
especially
so
Green Bay, so beat up. It's another team that's just beat up.
I think the Bears have something to play for. But I think there's a strong possibility that the Bears will lose their first round playoff game no matter who they play.
Oh, I would agree with that.
I think that they're very good, but they've had a lot of good fortune this year. Some of it they've created, some of it has just been the luck of the draw. But I have a hard time believing they could beat Seattle, LA, or San Francisco. Although they played San Francisco almost even on Sunday. But then they barely beat the Packers. So the last time they played on that onside kick situation. So I think they'll have a hard time beating them, and I think they'll have Jordan Love back. So it's been a good season for the Bears, but it wouldn't surprise me if they're one and done.
Yeah, and to me, nothing would surprise me in these playoffs, not after this season. But
Yeah.
honestly, Bill, I wouldn't mind seeing the Bears going all the way and winning the Super Bowl. Again, I think Ben Johnson did a lot for Detroit. I love seeing the contributions of Loveland from Michigan on that roster.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think it'd be kind of cool if an NFC North team won the Super Bowl. Speaking, and I'm going to go off. We can give our scores here in a minute, but I just mentioned Loveland. Two other things for listeners. I'm very excited about U of M's new football coach. I think the whole Sharon Moore thing was a tragedy, and but now they've got. I think they've probably hired the best guy out there that was a potential coach. So I'm very excited about that. Winnington, I believe, is his name out of Utah, and don't know much about him, but the more I learn, the more it's like, oh my God. And then Pistons, last I looked, have the second best record, close to the best record in the NBA. So Michigan related fans got some things to be excited about.
Yeah, and for you hockey fans, the Red Wings are in first place in their division.
Yep. So there you go. And we got a new women's WNBA game or team coming back to Detroit, I think in 2027.
So overall, sports are looking up in Detroit, and we're taking this Lions season as an anomaly and not the start of a trend. So I think Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell will make the necessary adjustments, and we'll come back pretty strong next year. Do you have a score for the Bears game?
I do. 31-24 Bears. First time all year, Bill. I'm picking the Lions' opponent.
And I'm going 27-24 Bears. So we're both picking the Bears to win. As much because they're at home and it would benefit them greatly to win, and it really wouldn't benefit Detroit to win, except as a matter of pride and to have another winning season. So that would be four winning seasons in a row if they win.
Well, and we both said 24 points. You know, that's usually three TDs and a field goal. But, you know, watching 49ers get 42 points last night, knowing we got what, 42 first time we played them, I'm thinking we can get
52.
20. Oh, 50, that's right. So I'm thinking we can do 24, but just don't have the firepower and the defense to win the game.
Well, and then a big question is the weather. I checked it, and right now they're predicting a high of 33 and sunshine. So that's pretty good football weather. I don't know what the wind will be, but, course, it's Chicago, so it could change.
Yep. Well, right now that sounds pretty good, and I vote for good conditions. So anyhow, well, there you have it, and we'll be coming back on here, Bill, sometime after that game to do our season wrap up podcast. But then we got many things to look forward to talk about the playoffs and the drafts and free agency and the retooling of the Detroit Lions, because in spite of our disappointment, hoping this would be the year, I am not the least bit detoured from the idea that the Lions will be in a Super Bowl in a upcoming year, whether it's this next year or the year after, but it won't be this year.
No, and that's the disappointing thing, is we really thought it could be. Well, thanks everybody. Once again, the podcast website is theshlpodcast.com. SHL stands for Secondhand Lions, which is what John and I are. We are not experts. We're not don't have inside information. We're just fans like you, but we've been fans for 60 years at least. So
And as I
we've
always
been.
say, Bill, even though we're not experts, we get a lot of it right, in spite of how much of it we got wrong this year.
That's right.
We got a lot of it right. So this has been fun doing this, so we'll keep it up.
Yep. You all have a good new year. Be safe, and we'll talk to you after the game next Sunday.
All right, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye for now.